whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Again, KM to 2 a.m. I think tonight we got to start with the Knicks. I'm going to mention the Nets, Oklahoma City Thunder, the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We don't have to. We don't have to force the Aaron Rodgers conversation. Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. We'll get to the coaching search, the GM search for the Jets. We'll get to who the Giants should draft, what quarterback they should bring in. But as I sat down tonight to put together notes, trying to watch three NBA games, I kept coming around to one thought, one main thing. Champions are built through the draft. Not in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers can go out, buy a whole team, spend over $1 billion, and get the chip. For years, they said the Yankees bought their championships because they could go sprinkle in some players with their core players. But, yeah, tonight as I'm watching OKC versus Cleveland, and we just got a good look at OKC versus the Knicks a few days ago, I tip my cap to Sam Presti over there, the GM in Oklahoma City, a small market team. Cleveland, another small market team that's won a championship recently and has had a ton of success. And I'm just thinking, how did we get here? How did we get here looking at these two top teams, right? How did we get here looking at the NBA and the standings and these two teams on a collision course, both right now the number one seeds if the playoffs started today, one team on a 10-game win streak. The other team had a 15-game win streak going. And as I'm trying to watch that game, which started a little bit earlier than the Knicks and the Nets, I'm just like, man, I'm so happy for Kenny Atkinson. Stay down till you come up. Cleveland fans got to tip their cap to the Brooklyn Nets, the stupid Brooklyn Nets, who try to cut the line, try to get rich quick. Multiple times here have tried to just make some trades, sign some free agents, whatever it was, you know, get the star power and put together a star power team and bring in a new coach, bring in a Jason Kidd or Steve Nash, you know, bring in a Paul Pierce, washed, Kevin Garnett, you know, to play with Brooke Lopez and Deron Williams. And champions are built through the draft. 888-808-1019. You got to draft your own players. You got to develop your own players. There's only five players on the court at a time. You got to have at least three homegrown talented players that, like, one is a star, two are role players. You know, if you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously Donovan Mitchell might be the biggest name on the team, and he wasn't drafted by them. They went out and got him and got him to stay, whatever. But then as I'm talking about the stupid Nets as well, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, they were acquired via trade, but they drafted Darius Garland. They drafted Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro. Who else on that team did they draft? You're just picking up what I'm putting down, right? Like, you need some core players that you drafted, and then you also need time. These players have to play together. They have to have experiences together on and off the court. They have to gel. You hear the word chemistry so much in basketball, and I think that's because it is so much of a game of runs and flow and passing and feel and just knowing where guys are going to be in space, knowing what guys are going to do without having to communicate it or think it too much. And that comes with reps, that comes with time. And, you know, now this Cavaliers team has been playing together for, you know, 3-4 years. And now they finally got the coach. And Kenny Atkinson had bounced around from Golden State. I'm sure he learned a lot there. The Golden State Warriors, who built their championship team through the draft. And they said bye to Klay Thompson, but they still have Draymond Green. They still have Steph Curry. Those guys that they drafted and put together, they went to war with each other so many times. They've got 4 rings. And every time they won a championship, they had other players sprinkled in, whether it was an Andre Iguodala or Kevin Durant. But like the core and the fabric, the nucleus of their team was acquired through the draft. And when you start to bring in other players, whether it's via trade or free agency, your resources will run out. You don't have an endless pool of money to spend. You don't have an endless amount of picks. And if you're not thinking about the future in regards to salary, in regards to the draft, you're going to meet your end sooner rather than later. 888-808-1019. Oklahoma City has a bunch of kids over there that they drafted. But then you sprinkle in an Isaiah Hartenstein. You know, you sprinkle in a guy like that who really developed with the Knicks and became with the Knicks. And then when you remove that player from the Knicks and you look at this current Knicks team, which, you know, good bounce back win for the Knicks tonight. But they're playing against the Raptors. And again, as I'm looking at RJ Barrett, as I'm looking at Emmanuel Quickley, and I'm thinking about what used to be, two guys drafted by the Knicks that were young players that we thought would be Knicks for a while, right? They were part of this new era Knicks team. We here got back to the playoffs. They're gone there in Toronto. Toronto's miserable. And you're supposed to go out there and beat the Toronto Raptors 112-98 when Karl Anthony Towns is back. But now when I look at the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns being so much of their identity, I look at the Knicks and I look at their starting five. They didn't draft any of those players. All of those players were signed or traded for. 888-808-1019. And it goes back to what I was thinking all night, looking at the Brooklyn Nets play against the Pistons. And you know what? Like, I grew up a New Jersey Nets fan, and I've followed the Nets. They're banged up, but we all know, you know, they have 13 wins. The fan base is rooting for them to fail, rooting for them to quote-unquote tank, rooting for them to be able to do what? Build their team through the draft. 888-808-1019. It is the NBA, where there are great players that move around a ton. There's always NBA free agency. But if you don't have a core of homegrown talent, if you don't have a core of players that you drafted, which I look at the Nets and I'm like, okay, cool. Right now you're seeing Zaire Williams and Noah Clowney playing with Nick Claxton and Keon Johnson and Jalen Wilson. Like, they have some young guys getting valuable experience and minutes for them, which I think is going to come up big when they do hit on a Flag or a Bailey or Harper or whoever it's going to be. I have not really been on the lottery simulator looking at mock drafts for next year. I could care less about, you know, dipping into that, because that lottery ball is going to bounce however it's going to bounce, right? It bounced for the Knicks to get RJ Barrett and not Ja Morant, not Zion Williamson. But again, what I'm saying here, watching the Pistons as well, who, you know, the Pistons have a few different players, but ultimately, their number one overall pick, you know, a couple pieces mixed in. They're not as terrible as they once were. But I look at this Nets team as like, okay, we're just kind of going through the motions here. Guys are banged up. Guys have been traded off this team already this year, from Dennis Schroeder to Dorian Finney-Smith. And we know we're just waiting for Cam Johnson to get sent somewhere else and kick the can down the road. Because what happened with the Nets? The Nets fired Kenny Atkinson, who right now, man, like Nets fans should be proud of Kenny Atkinson. Because if you actually watch the Nets and you watch that man coach and you watch him develop young talent, make something out of nothing, like that was all we had after the last thing, right? After the last KG, Paul Pierce, that era where the Nets were left for dead, Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson were able to hit on a couple picks, bring in some random journeymen and some other players, and, you know, that team became fun. And, you know, what goes around comes around. Back then, D'Lo was on the team, and D'Lo's back on the team. 888-808-1019. Now, Kenny Atkinson is the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are looking great. And they have two former Nets in Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, who I wish were still Nets. But you know what the Nets had to do? They had to make the blockbuster deal. They had to get greedy. They had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, who did not respect Kenny Atkinson, wanted to kick him to the curb, wanted to get him up out of here. A good coach that earned his spot, earned the right. The analogy I used to use about Kenny Atkinson was, you know, he used to drive the hoopty. He had to drive the beat-up car. He had to wash it, clean it, make it look nice, shine the rims, keep it in tip-top shape, even though we knew it was a hoopty, you know, just to get to the playoffs. Then when the Nets come into some money and they get the Ferrari, they get the nice car, they say, you can't drive this car. We don't trust you to drive this car. You drive the hoopty. We're going to bring in Steve Nash, a first-time head coach who had never coached before, but since he was a former MVP, right, since these players grew up watching him, maybe he'll get their respect. Nah, he didn't get their respect either. Blew up in their faces. 888-808-1019. And even the whole KD Kyrie thing was so short-lived. Blew up in their faces too. Knicks fans wanted KD and Kyrie. You dodged a bullet with that. But how quickly this Knicks team has transformed. Julius Randle not here. Dante DiVincenzo not here. I already mentioned RJ and IQ. Or Quentin Grimes. You know, is this Knicks team, without enough homegrown talent, a championship caliber team this year? I don't think it's this year. I'm not going to say never. Never say never. I'm not going to say they can't win this year because somebody could get hurt on another team. I don't know. Donovan Mitchell could go down. Knock on wood. I don't want to name names, but you know how it goes in the NBA every year. A team that's the favorite is down a starter, and they're not the same anymore. But I look at this Knicks team as like, yo, they are an injury away from being another first round or really a second round exit. They got to add again at the trade deadline. But who do they have to trade? How many picks left can you trade? You traded picks to get Mikal Bridges. Like, you can't keep going to the well. There's no more resources left. And quickly, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Karl Anthony Towns, Josh Hart, shout out to OG tonight, knocking down three. OG's only been here. He got here halfway through last year. You know, Bridges in the summer, Karl Anthony Towns late. They quickly have to become a team where all these guys can play 40 minutes and carry the team. And see, without the draft, you don't have that deep of a bench. Without the draft, you don't have enough homegrown talent that are role players that you can lean on. And I think they have the right coach, but the coach coaches the same way he's always coached, off of trust, off of leaning on guys that he knows what he's going to get out of them, playing his star players the entire game. And I don't know. Knicks fans, tell me how you feel. I'm not trying to rain on the parade. I'm just talking through some things. Good bounce back win tonight with Karl Anthony Towns. Had to have it. This Knicks team is fun. This Knicks team is competitive. There's going to be some good nights in the Garden for sure. But ultimately, you know and I know, this is New York. When we get to the spring, they have to get past the second round. And they have some tests coming up with OKC again. Let me get this Bucks game on with Giannis and Wemby, with Giannis and the Bucks coming through. Like, it's going to get real, real soon. It's 2025. We're in the new year now, and football teams are cooked. We're waiting on baseball. Like, the Knicks got to carry the city. The Rangers are absolutely terrible. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the basketball. Of course, we'll get to the football. We'll get to the hot stove. baseball conversation as well. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up. I'll be right back. Yeah, we'll get to the Yankee talk. How could we not? KM to 2 a.m. It's cold as hell outside. Like, I can't take the train. It's like a 20. I'm driving. It is what it is. I'll pay the congestion pricing. My Easy Pass amount is going to go up. I just can't do the walking in the cold. I already feel like the congestion, my throat. I'm like, I walk into the train and then walk into work and the freezing cold. It's not worth it. You got me. You got me, New York. They raised the train prices, the congestion prices. Like, ass is brick outside. Like, you just can't win, yo. You just can't win out here. 888-808-1019 on the 8th of January. Let's get right to the phone. We're talking hoops to start. Jim is in Manhattan. Jim, you're on the Fan.
How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Being really freezing cold like everybody else anyway. But I'll tell you something. You're right on point about the Nets. I mean, what a great coach Atkinson was for them. They went from nothing. They were developing a 50-win team. Mm-hmm. And the owner's got greed. He's got so much money. He was throwing his money around, and he got rid of Atkinson. And now you see what a great coach he is, what a great job he's doing. And when you talk about the Nets, it sounds like you're talking about the Jets. They're always looking for the star splash quick fix.
Yeah.
You know, they bring in the older star quarterback like Favre or Aaron Rodgers instead of drafting and developing a guy like Mahomes or Josh Allen and developing a whole bunch of young players around them and building a team. This is a problem that goes across all the sports for bad franchises. Nets, Jets, all the same thing.
Yeah, you would think that these owners and GMs would learn by now, right? There's no shortcut. There is no get-rich-quick scheme. There is no it takes time. You can't duck the grind.
Well, all you got to do is look at Washington and Denver and Houston. They bring in these young quarterbacks. They turn into something. The team blows up. And you're watching them. Why wouldn't you say that's the way to do it? Look how well that's working.
They tried. They tried with Zach Wilson, right? Because the formula is obvious in the NFL. Draft a young quarterback and try to win while he's on that rookie deal. They tried with Zach Wilson, but they couldn't have been more wrong.
Well, you have to have a good GM. You can't have a moron. It's like people are saying Tannenbaum was a great GM for the Jets. He built the good Rex Ryan teams, and for some reason they got rid of him and brought in Idzik, whose name sounds like idiot, you know. And if they kept Tannenbaum, that probably would have continued to work out for the Jets. That's what you got to do. You got to get the good guy in there and keep him there.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah, you're making me think about the Giants. As we've been killing the Giants all week, talking about John Mara not firing these guys, maybe he's looking around. Maybe he's looking across sports saying, hey, we got to see it through. Got to let these guys build. Got to let these guys continue to stack. Yeah, it was rough this year. It was rough the year before. But no guarantee that we switch, fire these guys, try and find a new GM, new head coach, and they have success. Like, you got to just keep plugging away at it. There has to be some consistency in the decision-making. There has to be a vision. You know, that's one of the first things I said. I tipped my cap to Sam Presti. Because people like to joke, well, how many picks does he need? Was he stockpiling picks over there? Yeah, well, they hit on a lot of their picks. And they're good again. Like, they were good when they had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. I mean, they were good with Russell Westbrook for a while as well. And they're good again. SGA is looking like the MVP. And he's got a cast of characters around him. Like, those boys have fun. Jalen Williams. Both of them. Like, Dort. Dort's been there for a minute. Aaron Wiggins. Like, they're having fun. And that's why I said, then you need a big, you just drop Isaiah Hartenstein in there. And then when you look at Isaiah Hartenstein, right, the way it was set up, the Knicks could not pay him what the Oklahoma City Thunder could pay him. They end up losing him. You know, talking about the draft, too, like, and talking about a big, you know, Chet Holmgren. They hit on him, and they don't even need him. 888-808-1019. Like, that was a good game tonight. I was actually, like, obviously, you know, this is New York, so I got to watch the Nets and the Knicks, but I'm like, no, there are so many talented players on the court. this is the number one team in the West versus the number one team in the East. I'm like, this is the game to watch. And everybody's watching it. Two small market teams, but everybody's got ESPN. Justin in Rockaway, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, man?
Man, you are 100% right. How refreshing was it? Turn on ESPN and listen to Mike Brain and get ready for some of those bangs.
Yeah, they sent him to Cleveland. He wasn't at the Garden tonight. They had him on this one for sure.
So it's like that's how two 31 teams should perform. It's lovely. And I'm just so happy to see that before the All-Star break. I mean, I know we got to deal with the Nets. I'm suffering with you, my friend. But we're blasting through season expectations, and our team plays hard. And they, you know what? The Nets are a pleasure to watch, too. But my goodness, this ESPN game tonight,
that was
and
fun.
I haven't tuned into the rest of it. So good. So good.
Yeah, that's playoff energy say, in there. So and it was down to the last 5 minutes before you really knew that the Cavs were going to finish it off. It was intriguing in the beginning because Donovan Mitchell didn't have any points. And that's what I'm saying. There's so many good players on the floor. It's like, it isn't just the Donovan Mitchell show. It isn't just SGA show. But, of course, he still ends up with 31. He's just nice.
But I know you're watching Jared Allen with a little sag in your heart just like I am.
Of course.
I love that man. I miss him to death. And thank you for your show. I'll hang up.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Yeah, I'll take it from there. Like, as a Net fan, Big J. Big J wanted to be in Brooklyn, man. I think back to, like, some of the pieces they did on him living in Brooklyn. This guy's a big, big nerd, like video games and the fro. He wanted to stay in Brooklyn, and they shipped him out. And look what he's become. He got paid out there, 100 mil out there. Tonight he goes out there, drops 25 points. He was a plus 7, had a block, 3 steals, 6 assists, 11 rebounds. Like, I'm proud of him. You know, like, as a Nets fan, that's a guy that the Nets drafted. The Nets started to develop. Man, I remember when he was timid. I remember him getting bullied. I remember Ben Simmons bullying him, Embiid and bullying him. Like, he's really become, he's a great player for the Cavs. And then even Caris LeVert, Lil Uzi Vert off the bench, 20 minutes. He'll give you a little 8 points. Like, even just Vert being there for Kenny Atkinson. Like, the reunion of Kenny Atkinson and Jared Allen. I'm happy for them. They got a squad, man. They've got a few guys over there. They got Strus back. The Cleveland Cavaliers look like they've got a good shot to give the Boston Celtics a run for their money. And Oklahoma City has got to be the clear-cut favorite to come out of the West. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll introduce a couple more topics. But I had to just start with the NBA after watching those games tonight, watching the main event between OKC and Cleveland, and then watching the Nets, watching the Knicks. I'm like, man, these teams are built through the draft. These teams that end up champions, whether it's the Celtics, which is the Nets, you know, the Celtics can thank the Nets for, you know, their team as well, somewhat. Yeah, got to draft your team. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll hit the football conversations and the baseball conversations. We'll open it up at 11 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Yeah.
We got 3 hours to rock. A lot to talk about, a lot to do. Dial the number, get on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We can talk about the Knicks. We can talk about the Nets. We can talk NBA. As I started the show with, we can talk about the Giants and what they should do in this upcoming NFL draft because they already crashed out with Shane and Dable again. But John Mara's fine letting them crash the whip. He's sitting in the back seat like, I better be in a better mood by the time we get there. 888-808-1019. The Jets are hilarious. They are interviewing everybody, people that you've never heard of. They are actually taking the time to interview. Now, there can get to a point, and I think they're at this point, where you've oversaturated the guys you're looking at. You've oversaturated the list of candidates. You've oversaturated the amount of information. You don't need to interview this many guys, or do you just not have any clue what you're looking for? I'm like, yo, what? who was it today that popped up? Mike Borgonzi from the Chiefs. Now, I don't claim to know everybody in sports. I don't claim to know everybody in the front office at all. But when I saw that, I'm like, we completed our interview with Mike Borgonzi for our general manager position. I'm like, you've already, I don't know, I guess interview everybody under God's green earth, because how can you screw it up? I think you can screw it up if you interview too many people. 888-808-1019. And I mean, you would think that they want to hire the GM ASAP, as soon as possible, and then that guy should have a say in picking the coach? But I don't know, man. These are the Jets we're talking about. This is Woody Johnson we're talking about. I think him and Mike Tannenbaum are in Florida doing these interviews. I think we've moved on from the thought of Rex Ryan, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the Jets are going to do. But I'll start with the Aaron Rodgers conversation here. No and no on both sides. I don't hate Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they will keep on singing it forever just because. That might as well be the theme for WFAN. They changed the number to 888-808 for Aaron Rodgers. It's the Aaron Rodgers hotline. We don't have to do it. But since everybody else did it today, and every time I tuned in today, it's like, I think BT and Sal were talking about how Aaron Rodgers got to be the quarterback of the Jets. And then Evan and Tiki opened the show saying he's got to be the quarterback of the Giants. Why? Because he bought a house in Jersey. He's rich. He could afford it. He could sell it. He's 41 going on 42. We didn't learn anything from these last couple years. You didn't learn anything. Let's go even further back with Rodgers. You didn't learn anything from his last year in Green Bay. Oh, he was hurt. Nah, he was hurt, but he was done. And the Packers knew so. And now they've made back-to-back playoff appearances without him. They're all right. They're doing just fine with the quarterback that they drafted. But they were ready for him to go. They knew he was done. And so the Jets get him. And what happens when the Jets get him? Glitz and glamour and hype and hard knocks and primetime games. And four plays into that primetime game, he goes down with an injury. What if the Giants pick him up and he goes down first game? And then, like, all right, not to bag on Aaron Rodgers so much about his age and just the fact that I think he's done, man. I think he's cooked, man. It's cold out here. I think if he goes anywhere, he should go somewhere warm. Played pretty good in Jacksonville. Played pretty good in Miami. He should try and find a warmer destination to play. But, like, let's talk about the teams. He is too big of an ego and a personality for the Jets that are trying to create some type of culture, that are trying to not be a 14 going on 15-year team that's missed the playoffs. They're trying to strike now. They have talent. They're trying to get a GM and head coach to right the ship immediately. Oh, who's better than Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. But, like, Aaron Rodgers is old. Aaron Rodgers is too much of a media magnet. He's going to go on Pat McAfee. It's just too much of a risk and a liability. I think you can win with just a quieter quarterback. I think you can win with more of a low-profile guy. I think you can win with Tyrod Taylor. I'm not saying win the Super Bowl. I was telling you guys the last 2 years, crawl before you walk and damn near run to the Super Bowl. You're not getting there. It's not that simple. But I just think he's so much of a distraction. I think he just creates so much of a narrative and conversation. It's hard to overcome that. I think the Jets have to move on. You're turning the page. You're hitting refresh. The Aaron Rodgers thing didn't work. You can't do another year. I don't care about the cap. That's for the GM to figure out. Another year Aaron Rodgers. What if he gets hurt again? What if it's another disappointment? I think you're better served going in another direction for the Jets completely. New head coach. New quarterback, new GM. 888-808-1019. And for the Giants, who says Aaron Rodgers wants to come here and get his ass kicked on the other side of MetLife Stadium? They have the toughest strength of schedule. They're facing a bunch of playoff teams next year. He already got beat up this year. Who says he wants to be on a line with Josh Azudu and Evan Neal? I don't think he'd be signing up for that. And sure, they can draft offensive linemen. They can sign some more offensive linemen in free agency. But it's like who says Aaron Rodgers wants to play for the Giants and get sacked a bunch of times a game, get beat up more at 41 going on 42? Do you remember when he said he was 90% retired when he went into the darkness? But he's a spiteful person. And he came out of the darkness and he heard what the Packers were saying about him. And he thought he was going to stick it to them, right? I'm going to go to the Jets, win the Super Bowl. I'm going to stick it to you. Didn't happen. Didn't work out. I think as he gets some time away, I think as he clears his head, I think as he reflects on his last game, good enough, man. We have four TDs. Got the record. Good enough, sir. You are an all-timer. It did not work here. You have your Super Bowl. You're going to be a Hall of Famer. Man, retire and start the clock on that. 888-808-1019. I don't see him being a Giant. I don't think the Jets would help facilitate that. I don't think they want that. I don't know why any Giants fan who just saw how it went would want, yeah, Aaron Rodgers. You can't sell me on, oh, he's the bridge. You draft a rookie quarterback 1 year and he's done. No. If I'm Mara, I'm saying hell no. No, I don't want that type of distraction here. Right? Don't Giants fans think that they're above the circus some, right? Don't they think that they're the classier organization and that's more fit for the Jets? You're really going to take on Aaron Rodgers and his ayahuasca, Aaron Rodgers and his immunized, constant vax talk? Like, I don't think so. But you know what? We are in a spot where there ain't no baseball games. Football is done. It was another miserable season. The Knicks are what the Knicks are right now. You got to create conversation for radio. I cannot wait till tomorrow and the night after, because at least we will have college football on. 888-808-1019. The college football playoff coming up is going to be excellent, whether you guys are into it or not. I think you should watch, because there are talented players that are going to be drafted. We've got Notre Dame, Penn State coming up tomorrow at 7:30, and then Ohio State and Texas on Friday. I'll be on both nights. I'll have the game on in here on Friday when I'm on earlier, and we'll talk through it. You know, another talking point I had today in my notes was Bill Belichick, right? As I talked about the Jets interviewing everyone under the sun, but Woody's ego, understandably, denied Bill Belichick. Now, obviously, there's reports that Tom Brady and the Raiders want to bring in Bill Belichick, and that multiple teams have inquired with him now, right? I thought this was all a ploy, right? I'm like, Bill, aren't you chasing Don Shula's record? Why would you go to college? I thought it was a ploy. Like, hey, this should get some people's attention, right? I'm going to the college ranks. They said that his camp put out some feelers, and like the Jets were one of the teams they put out feelers with, and the Jets declined an interview with Bill Belichick. And I'm just like, if you're going to interview all these randoms, you're going to bring Rex Ryan back for an interview, why wouldn't you interview Bill Belichick? Now, you know, Tom Brady and his connection is one thing, and then money is a whole other thing, and control is a whole other thing. But The Athletic reported that Bill Belichick has no plans to return to the NFL, and he's focused on North Carolina. But, yeah, how many times do we see college coaches leave the college ranks and or leave the college they say they're going to stay at high and dry? Money talks and opportunity talks. And if it's Mark Davis and Tom Brady talking to Bill Belichick about going to Viva Las Vegas and him trying to get some more wins in a few years, and I mean, that UNC job will still be there for you. Come coach for 2-3 years. Get the record. Write the ship for those guys. And then you could go back. But yeah, I thought that was interesting too. Bill Belichick might still be back in the NFL, even though reports are saying he's committed to the Tar Heels. He's an NFL coach. I don't think he should just dive in to some ACC football and be so committed. But I understand he wanted to go back home, and you know, his son, set his son up for, you know, the job when he's done, whatever. But no, this is the NFL, man. They are interviewing a ton of coaches. They're looking for coaches. And if this is the greatest coach of all time, well, run it. Somebody will get him. Somebody will give him an offer that he can't refuse. All right, got a full rack of calls. Let's get to it. 888-808-1019. Tom is in Brooklyn. What's up, Tom? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's up? I just wanted to know, like, do you think Drew Aller will, like, declare for the draft? And do you think the Giants could take him?
Yeah, how I just said money talks. Like, let's say tomorrow night he comes out and he balls on Notre Dame and they get to the championship, right? Penn State actually does it. They get to the championship. I don't think they're going to win the championship. I don't think they beat Texas or Ohio State, but maybe they do, right? What would be left for him to do? Why would he go back to Penn State?
He's 20 years old.
Yeah, we've seen young guys leave, and money talks, right? They could, you know, they're going to get in touch with him, and they could tell him how much money he's going to make in the draft. Like, I think there's a chance. If he wants to leave Penn State, there's definitely going to be a chance. It's a light draft class. Now people are saying he would be QB3, and with the showing that he's going to have in front of a national audience in this next game, maybe. I think there's a lot of people pointing to Drew Aller. I know he's young, but at the same time, his name is rising quickly.
Wow. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, I mean, is he 20 years old? That's really young for, but like, he's 20 years old. He'll be 21 in March. So he'd come into the NFL at 21. But the guy's got arm talent. Like, I'm not going to hold you. I was not familiar with his game. And then I watched him through his college football playoff, and I started looking up some of his highlights and stuff. I'm like, I like how the kid throws the ball. And hey, if the NFL comes calling for you, he's got the size. Pause. He's 6'5". 240. If he has an epic run to the championship or win the championship, some people tell him, hey, go ahead, man. Go ahead. You could be the quarterback of the Giants. 888-808-1019. Charlie's in Queens next up on the Fan. What's up, Charlie?
How you doing, Keith?
Good, man. How are you?
Okay. I'm still thinking that the Giants should go with picking up Fields as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Then they can think about later rounds picking up another quarterback. Because I don't think Fields is that bad of a quarterback. He just needs
more coaching, more time. He's sitting on the bench. I think Dable will work good with him.
And I think then you can pick a later round quarterback and build for the future that way.
Sure.
And with their with their pick that they're getting, find failures of who wants that guy who's the two-way player. Hunter?
Yeah.
And see what best deal you can get and build up at, you know, draft cat, you know.
Yeah, this is on Joe Shane. I've been saying this all week. He's got to be masterful. He's got to win the fan base back. He has to finesse a hell of a draft. And you might be on to something. If they're able to get Fields and they're sitting at number three and they want to trade back and take calls, or, hey, who wants Travis Hunter? And I just think it's smart to trade back and then see what quarterbacks fall. Maybe Jackson Dart slips and falls into your lap, and you get him and Fields, and you let those two battle it out and work in camp. And Fields will probably get the nod to start, but, you know, Dart waiting in the wings, those are two athletic quarterbacks with strong arms. I think Brian Daboll will be so happy to work with those young guys versus working with Drew Lock, Tommy DeVito, and Daniel Jones.
And then with the Yankees, I'm hearing that, Stroman is going to be like a chess piece they might want to move. What are your thoughts of what we can get for him?
I don't know. I think it's going to be tough.
I'll hang up and you can tell me what you think. All right. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. I don't know. I have no idea who wants Marcus Stroman's $17, $18 million. The Yankees are probably going to send Cashman considerations, and I think I read a rumor today that San Diego might be interested. I don't know. I know Cashman and Preller probably have each other on speed dial, but yeah, come on, Padres. Let's see. John Morosi mentions that the San Diego Padres are a potential fit for Marcus Stroman. His contract with the Yankees, they're trying to get rid of. He's owed $18.3 million in 2025. And yeah, I think if you send some money, maybe. Maybe. Man, I hate these troll accounts. Like, there's this Jeff Passan troll account on Twitter. It almost got me. I'm like, breaking news. No way. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Call me up with your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers to the Giants. Call me up with your thoughts on who the Jets should hire. We'll get into that conversation. I know that's a conversation that's been dominating our airwaves. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Okay, here we go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm about to take some Jets calls, some Giants calls. What else? Football is over, but it's the offseason now, and there's way more conversation. It's just time to imagine, right? The nightmare is over. Time to dream. But I don't know what some of you guys are dreaming about. We're about to find out. 888-808-1019. Joe is in Manalapan. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Joe.
What's up? I was calling about the Jets coach. I just wanted to give my opinion. I want to use.
Okay.
So, to start, I was thinking, what do you think about Rex Ryan? Do you like him?
I like the guy. I think he's a cool guy. No, I don't think he's the right coach for the Jets in 2025.
All right. So, I have a crazy theory. I think someone whispered to me. I was in a dream. I woke up to it. The Jets will trade up for Shedeur Sanders and sign Deion as the coach, and Deion's going to revamp the whole new system. Woody Johnson's going to love it. It's going to be a whole new team, whole new every franchise, everything. We're going to go 10-7, make the playoffs, losing the AFC Championship to the Ravens, but that's all right because that's the difference prime time makes, and it's done.
Yeah, you hit the pen before you had that dream. You had some of them CBD edibles or something before you had that dream.
No. I had like a gust of wind hit me in the face, and I it's like a whisper. And it makes so much sense.
None of that's gonna happen. I bet everything on it. No, none of that's gonna happen.
If it does, though, remember Joe Franco from Manalapan. Give me a call back.
Well, yeah, all this is recorded. All this goes to podcast. All this audio gets saved. So if you're right. We'll say, man, 11:30, January 8th, a gust of wind hit Joe Franco from Manalapan. He called the Fan, and he predicted the Jets would trade up for Shedeur Sanders, draft him, bring in Deion Sanders to be their coach. They go 10-7 and lose in the AFC Championship to the Ravens. You book it. Write all that down. I got it.
You got it? All right. Have a good night. Stay safe.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. I was just watching Deion. Now that Deion is back from his vacation, he went and did some fishing after getting beat by the BYU Cougars. You know, he's doing his media run, and he's being extra vocal about who teams are interviewing, who teams are firing. And he's being vocal about the only way he would come to the NFL and coach is if he could coach both his sons. So don't forget about Shiloh, right, Joe, when you're having the next gust of wind. You got to use a 6th, 7th round pick to draft Shiloh Sanders. 888-808-1019. Pete is in Hillsboro next up on the Fan.
Yeah, how you doing, Keith? I told your screener that I was going to talk about Rex, but I'm going to change up for a second because the previous caller just mentioned Rex. What do you think about the Patriots? They did Gerald Mayo really bad, and there's not been enough criticism of Kraft about that. They didn't give the guy a fair chance. The guy's a longtime Patriot, and I'm a Jet fan, but the guy's a longtime Patriot, conducted himself well, and they throw him under for another longtime Patriot, Mike Vrabel. To me, not enough criticism for Mayo out there. For Kraft, for the way he treated Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of criticism, especially people.
I didn't hear some of it.
Well, okay. Not on the Fan, you won't, but online and on national television, there was a lot of criticism. I mean,
good.
Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp came out and immediately, you know, used the black card. Black Monday, they fired the black guy. He didn't get a fair shake. But listen, Robert Kraft came out so quickly to face the music that, like, he kind of put the fire out. He said, "This is on me. I put Gerard in an untenable situation, and I love the guy. I'm fond of him. Like, he was the heir. He was the handpicked."
What does that mean? I put him in an untenable situation. Which is, you only gave him one year?
He put him in a situation after first Bill Belichick leaves. Nobody's going to be able to do what Bill Belichick does, the quote-unquote greatest coach of all time. He didn't have a quarterback. He had Jacoby Brissett and a rookie. Their defense was trash. They didn't have an offensive line. He put him in a situation where it was all uphill.
So give him time. Give him time to build the team.
Why? When Mike Vrabel's available. All this points to them going to get Mike Vrabel.
That's wrong. He did him wrong. He give the guy a chance.
There is no wrong. It's the NFL. Robert Kraft owns the team. How old is Robert Kraft? He doesn't have time to give Gerard Mayo a chance.
Yeah, well, let me just say one last thing. Jets are high Rex. He's got one thing the other candidates don't. He's proven he can win in New York. I appreciate the call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Pete. But, like, you know, me being a black dude myself, like, everything isn't always black and white. Everything isn't always, oh, he's a black guy, he got fired. Well, he also said a lot of dumb stuff this year. Right? Like, he had a quote this year where he said something about, yeah, once the players step on the field, I can't help them. During the game, coach? you know, we get them ready all week, and then, you know, once they step on the field, you know, that's on them. Bro, no, your job is exactly that, to help them when they're on the field. There's a lot going on. I don't know, man. I think that he did get a raw deal, but he had to have known. This is the NFL. It stands for not for long. And I don't know. He had some quotes, man. He had another quote. He said, what's good for the team today may not be best for the team weeks down the line. People are like, what does that mean? Like, he had a couple different things. I'm trying to go
back. He called his defense soft, too, at one point.
Yeah, he said. So, like, it wasn't just the losing, the all-time bad record, and then having the number one pick and rallying the troops behind Joe Milton to win that game and losing the number one pick. It was some missteps in the media as well. 888-808-1019. Robert Kraft is 83. He'll be 84 this year. Mike Vrabel won Super Bowls there, played under Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel has way more head coaching experience. All this points to, okay, we set this up last year where Bill appointed Gerard Mayo, and we didn't know that Vrabel was going to get fired and be available. He's available now. Like, I would be shocked if they hire Byron Leftwich. Shane is in Nutley, New Jersey. What's up, Shane? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, watching this Bucks game, Wemby, the Bucks are blowing them out, but Wemby's already had some ridiculous highlights.
Listen, I gotta talk to you like about Aaron Rodgers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Giants fan, straight up. I'll tell you that. I would take him. I would take Aaron Rodgers to the Giants because everybody's talking about Cam Ward and
can't get him. No, unless you trade up.
Well, like no, there we don't have to. That's the whole thing. We're talking about that. Like nobody's talking about like the Alabama quarterback,
Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, we could like
because we're not sure he's an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you know, the day, look, where's the day gone that these kids come up from college and they sit behind a quarterback? All of a sudden now these quarterbacks have to come up and prove themselves in year one.
There's just so many teams that are quarterback needy and they set it up that way. It worked for a few of them this year. You got two of them in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers coming to the Giants, sit, you know, playing for a year. Yeah, maybe we don't do anything. I mean, but like that's not. He's probably not going to do that. But coaching a kid to do something, and you know, I mean, that's what it is. It's like you know, I mean, these kids are coming up from college, getting thrown in the NFL, and they're supposed to be amazing year one.
Yeah, because the game has changed now, and a lot of these kids are NFL ready.
And hold on, on a separate note, and I'm a Giants fan, so it's like New York, whatever. What like, and I've followed NFL for like last 20 years, whatever. I'm not from this country, but I came over here. When did Aaron Rodgers become like an a-hole? Like he was always like a good guy, like from what I saw from like Green Bay, whatever, and he won his MVPs. He's
come off very smug and snarky in the last 5 years. I think the COVID stuff is what really rubbed people the wrong way, because he lied about his vaccination status. He got punished for it, but still won MVPs, and he's still to this day.
He was always just a normal quarterback, a good guy. I didn't really follow Green Bay, so I was just like, oh, this guy won another MVP. Good for him.
Aaron Rodgers, his smugness, being condescending, it really is a battle with the media. I don't know how much fans don't like it, but also we did hear about the Packers being disgruntled with him, some diva-like ways, him not coming to training camp or, you know, non-mandatory, whatever. It's all in the past. I hope Aaron Rodgers retires, honestly. I think it's time to hang it up. But if you Giants fans want him, I understand. You had to watch Daniel Jones for 6 years. If Giants fans want him for a year, I understand. You thought Tommy DeVito was going to have an act, too. You watch Drew Locke throw pick sixes. I get the theory and thought of Aaron Rodgers playing for 1 year for the Giants. I don't think the Giants are going to do it. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to do it. I don't think you should be interested in that. And then, Shane, I don't know, man. These college kids, this is what you want. You want your own quarterback. It's a formula. It's a strategy. And it's a huge part of why you have this head coach. He's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer that worked with Tua and worked with Jalen Hurts and worked with Josh Allen. He needs to finally have his own drafted quarterback. Maybe they start, maybe they don't. But you have zero quarterbacks right now. So it's not going to be, they're not going to draft three rookie quarterbacks. One of the three quarterbacks in the quarterback room is going to be drafted. And there will be a veteran brought in here through free agency. I don't expect that veteran to be Aaron Rodgers. Andrew is in Paramus. Andrew, you're on the fan. Andrew!
Hey, what's going on? How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you. Two things. One, with the Jets, I would go with Gruden. I think with the way he's established, the way he is with grooming a quarterback, we need to get a new quarterback. I mean, we tried everything we could with Aaron Rodgers, squeezing every last ounce of athleticism with him, and it just didn't work out.
I would like to see them interview John Gruden. Why not?
I'm sorry?
I would like to see the Jets interview John Gruden. Why not?
So I think it would be great. I mean, because then we can go and get a quarterback. You know, he could develop the quarterback. Defense, you know, we have no problem. You know, I don't think we'll have a problem working on that. But I think the main thing is that we have to move on and keeping Rodgers around. It's just not – the formula didn't work. It didn't work, and it's just not. And, you know, I think for the Jets, they have to move on. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask about with the Giants – with their third pick that they have this year in the draft, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way they can defer that for next year? I mean, with Manning, with Archie Manning coming up in Texas, I mean, the kid will have, he'll be a junior. He would be eligible. I mean, because right now, I don't see any of these quarterbacks coming out right now, for the college this year, Sanders kid.
They don't have to draft a quarterback at three. They don't have to draft a quarterback in the first round. They absolutely have to take a rookie quarterback this year, and that doesn't stop them from being in the top five picking next year and maybe getting Archie Manning as well. Thanks for the call, Andrew. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up. I'll be right back.